You're listening to Archer Radio.
And now to the politics of this storm and the ongoing effort by the Bush administration to appear firmly in control of this relief effort. Today, the president sent his number two man to the region. He promised more money and more action for those left with nothing. We get the latest tonight from NBC News Chief White House Correspondent David Gregory.
As Washington rushed to pass more than $50 billion in emergency relief for Katrina victims, the president promised homeless evacuees, among other federal benefits, an immediate payout of $2,000.
The people who have been hurt by this storm need to know that the government is going to be with you for the long haul.
On all fronts today, it was administration damage control. The vice president was dispatched to tour the hurricane zone.
The president asked me to come down to take a look at things, begin to focus on the longer term.
At a school in Mississippi, it was the first lady defending the government's response to Katrina.
I think we've seen a lot of the same footage over and over that isn't necessarily representative of what really happened in a lot of ways. Overall, it was a very good response.
But the criticism grows. A new Pew Research poll shows two-thirds think the president could have done more to speed up relief efforts. And the president's mother has herself been criticized as being insensitive after saying this about Katrina victims Monday.
Everybody is so overwhelmed by the hospitality. And so many of the people in the arenas here, you know, were underprivileged anyway. This is working very well for them.
Democratic leaders in Congress have called the president oblivious, and today said they would boycott a congressional investigation they claimed was not truly bipartisan. Republican leaders at the White House today said Democrats have crossed the line.
People can join in and help get the job done, or some people can stand aside and criticize.
But even top Republicans admit mistakes were made and say the president is open to the idea of naming a new disaster czar to lead the rebuilding. David Gregory, NBC News, the White House.
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martinis dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, where they are put in boxes and they come out all the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.
Lordy, look at all the freaks.
Bad gay man. Bad gay man.
Oh my God, he's gay and he's gonna be my lover.
Did you take a bong hit before you wrote that?
Boy, how cool are we, huh? All the girls wanna be us and all the boys wanna date us.
God, that line's older than "this is the first time I've ever done this with a man."
Did I mention that he said he likes me?
And let me just say, hottie, McHot.
Whoa.
You know, just because you are becoming the incarnation of pure evil does not give you permission to take it out on me.
I don't know, Karen, you gotta be careful. You can't trust people you meet on the internet.
I'm not angry. I don't get angry. Not since I found Kabbalah.
You may not know this about me, but I really hate talking about myself.
Good work, Nancy Drew. Let's meet up at Old Mystery Creek. What do we have here? One Jack, three queens, and an old maid.
Gee, honey, you look real pretty today. Maybe sometime I could borrow your little kitty shirt.
Your opinion means more than anyone else's here. As a matter of fact, I can't think of anyone more qualified to come up with mediocre programming that appeals to a tiny niche market than you. not in that voice that you usually use. It's a little femmy.
Ring. Hello? What's that? I'm bored? Yeah, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
What are you looking at, sideburns? Never seen somebody with money and soap? Well, I find stretch pants appalling, but I'm too much of a lady to mention it, fat ass.
Honey, do you know how many things are wrong with that sentence?
You know, I really didn't want to be invited to the bitch brunch.
Back up, butt crack. I'm going to be so mad when my mood elevators wear off.
God, why would you spread such a horrible rumor?
Interesting, interesting. Yet not so.
Someone's got a big vocabulary and a little dictionary.
Hey, what's this? What's happening? What's going on?
They lived happily ever after, and that, children, concludes our fairy tale.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.